stone sign that read, Lake Charmain, Private. I turned onto the dirt road. The tires bore down, kicking up dust like an Arabian stampede. Elizabeth flipped off the car stereo. Out of the corner of my eye, I could tell that she was studying my profile. I wondered what she saw, and my heart started fluttering. Two deer nibbled on some leaves on our right. They stopped, looked at us, saw we meant no harm, went back to nibbling. I kept driving, and then the lake rose before us. The sun was now in its death throes, bruising the sky, a coiling purple and orange. The tops of the trees seemed to be on fire. I can't believe we still do this, I said. You're the one who started it. Yeah, when I was 12 years old. Elizabeth let the smile through. She didn't smile often, but when she did, pow, right to my heart. It's romantic, she insisted. It's goofy. I love romance. You love goofy. You get laid whenever we do this. Call me Mr. Romance, I said. She laughed and took my hand. Come on, Mr. Romance. It's getting dark. Some 50-odd years ago, Lake Charmain had been the site of a rich kid's summer camp. The owner had gone belly up, and Grandpa bought the entire lake and surrounding acreage on the cheap. He'd fixed up the camp director's